Joined in the studio by Kyle McKerney. Kyle is based out of Airdrie, Alberta. Thank you so much for being here with us today, man.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So we have a single on Ride It or Bucket right now, and we'll get to that in a moment. It's called Rear View. But first, if people are just learning about you now, Kyle, what are you all about as an artist?
I'm an alternative country artist, so I kind of try and toe the line between, you know, commercial and alternative. And love songwriting, love, you know, producing music. I record everything myself in my home, in the basement, and I've been doing this for a long time. And if you haven't heard of me yet, it's nice to meet you.
Things have been speeding up for you quite a bit, going from local bars to festivals and arenas in just a few years. So what do you think clicked for your career when things started to actually, like, move this fast for you?
Yeah, I think it's when I started doing music for me again and really started kind of tapping into what made me excited about it as a child and what I love about it, you know, songs that make me excited and songs that are about my life and real situations and experiences I've had.
It's pretty liberating when you sort of shed the, you know, I'm doing this for views and clicks, and then you're doing it from an honest angle. Like, it feels like doors just open up for you, right?
Yeah, and it was weird because it's so unexpected. I was kind of expecting the opposite, to be honest.
Well, and I mean, you're no stranger to being recognized from your work. 10 CCMA nominations. You had a win for Alternative Country Album of the Year as well. Through these accolades and through getting, like, major recognition like this, how do you stay grounded, you know, as the profile keeps growing for you?
Right. I just stay in my little bubble and I don't think about it that much. And I don't see it as, you know, something that, I don't know, that makes me any different. I guess it's just perspective. I keep a, you know, sharp perspective on what's real.
Right? It's a nice feather in your cap, but you keep walking forward.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. And then let's shift to the single. So you have Rear View. This is on Ride It or Bucket. So I understand this the concept and sort of the main hook in the song sort of lived in your head for like about a year before you really got going on this. What finally made this all come together?
Yeah, it's interesting. I did have the concept kicking around. It was in my voice notes for a long time. And I think it just came to be when it was time to start writing songs again, when it was, you know, time to start making a new album, single, whatever. I went back and listened to this and I was like, that's really cool. I want to finish that song first. And it ended up being like the first single and the first, you know, shot at radio that I've ever had, really.
Well, there's something about those hooks that, like, kind of become earworms. And this, I'm getting that kind of vibe from this, like, taking up space in the rearview mirror. Like, that's been living rent-free since I heard the song. So you tapped into something special, I think, with this one.
Oh, right on. Thank you. I appreciate it.
So you described this as a can't get over you type of song. So why do emotions like that, do you think, make for such a powerful sing-along?
I think everyone's experienced that in some capacity. I mean, it's hard to be heartbroken and to, you know, sit in that space and try and do everything you can to move on. Sometimes you just can't, and it just takes time, and it sucks, but it's true. You
know? It's not a good thing to go through, but, like, there's a lot of personal growth that comes out of those situations.
There is, and there's a lot of beauty in it, really. I don't know, it's not a experience that you would recommend to your friend, but when you have to go through it, there's a lot of, you know, romantic feeling and beautiful growth and learning.
If somebody is going to be seeing you live after this song comes out, for people seeing this, experiencing this song live for the first time, what do you want people to take away from this?
I think, you know, coming to see the shows is pretty cool. My band is really neat. The band's called The Outliers, and it's sort of a rock show, I would say. We have moments of, like, loud arena rock vibes, you know, pared down to, like, acoustic bluegrass moments. So it's a really fun show. And I think with this song, it fits into the mold of what we do live so well. So I, you know, unless you fall in love with the song and you're waiting for it, I don't even think it would stand out in a set of my music, you know.
Well, catch Kyle McKerney with The Outliers on the road. I understand that you have a bit of a project in the works, a concept album, right?
Yeah. So my wife and I built a new house recently, and my dream has always been to have a home studio in the house. And so we were able to do that with this project, and the community we moved into is called Wildflower. And so I'm calling the record Wildflower because it's all being recorded down there. And that kind of started taking shape, and we started doing things where, you know, every letter in the word wildflower is the first letter of a song on the album. If that makes sense. It's hard to explain, but yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. You can see it if you think about it.
My favorite types of albums are the ones that have like that cohesive idea that ties it all together. So
right,
major props. I'm excited to see what you're cooking up, or I'm excited to hear what you're cooking up.
Right. Cool. Thanks.
Yeah, absolutely. And having access to your own studio. I mean, that's like many doors open as an artist now, right?
Yeah, it's been wild. It's been cool just to be able to like go down there whenever I can, whenever I want to, not have to drive, you know, a long distance and cram everything in a short amount of time. That's what I've noticed the most, is like being able to take my time with things and really like dig in and make sure I like what I'm doing.
You can really lean into the perfectionism angle of it.
Yeah, or just, yeah, the vibes more than anything. It's like, is that the right vibe? I don't know.
And then you have that freedom.
Yeah, exactly.
Amazing. Well, get those votes in for Rear View. If you haven't taken a listen, we'll give it another play here. Mr. Kyle McKerney in the studio. Best of luck with the single and best of luck with the album as it nears its release date as well, man.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you for being here.
Yeah, pleasure.